Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest, he is a host on Sirius XM for NBA Radio, and he's also the television analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans, former NBA player Antonio Daniels here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for joining us, Antonio. How you doing tonight? Antonio, do we have you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am truly blessed, fellas. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks.
Let's discuss this. Come on now. Let's get to it. Let's discuss this.
Well, let's get into it because I feel like the Pelicans done shot their wad last night. 57% from the floor. You put a buck 35 on the wounded Kings. Is that all you've got, Antonio?
Oh, it remains to be seen. We shall see. I'm not much a trash talker, Dibs. That's not really my thing. That's not really my thing, but we shall definitely see. The thing that you've seen about this Pelicans team throughout the course of this season is it's a better road team, similar to the Golden State Warriors. They're a better road team than they are at home, which is weird for a young team because generally young teams and role players tend to play better at home. But for some strange reason this year, the Pelicans have excelled in a hostile environment. And you know, tonight will be another one of those environments. So we'll see what happens.
Pelicans have played some really good offensive teams, and they're second in the league defensively since the break. What's been the key to their D?
They have really good – okay, I'll say this first and foremost. With the stars, they bought in. Zion and B.I. have bought in defensively. And I'm not talking about the highlights. You know, like you saw the other day against the Phoenix Suns where Zion's getting violent blocks. Not that. I'm talking about the buy-in to be willing to sit down and move your feet defensively. They bought in. But – with that being said, they also have really good point-of-attack defenders. What I mean by that, Herb Jones is first-team all-defense. Dyson Daniels is a heck of a defender. Jose Alvarado is a heck of a defender. Najee Marshall is a heck of a defender. Think about what the stats that you just said. You're second in defense since the All-Star break. Think about it. You're second in defense with zero rim protection. So that says a lot about your perimeter defense and your point-of-attack defenders on this roster. They have no rim protection whatsoever. It's not like you got Chet Holmgren back there or Jared Allen back there or Victor Wembanyama back there. Their centers are anchored. Larry is an undersized center. Kobe Zeller is anchored. Jonas Valanciunas is anchored. But they have excellent point-of-attack defenders. That's why their defense has been so good.
Antonio Daniels here on 95.7 The Game, Pelicans TV analyst for their broadcast, also with Sirius XM. And NBA Radio, what's been the key for Zion to have such a great bounce-back, healthy year this year?
The training staff took a different approach. Tom Maestat, Amy, they've been fantastic with him in the beginning of the year. They did this the right way. Like, I know fans hated the whole he's not playing in back-to-backs and all this stuff in the beginning of the season. And used to hear all the grumblings, oh, here we go again, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? They had a plan, and they stayed to their plan. They had a plan and stuck to it. And now here you are. The most important thing this time of the year is health. There's nothing more important than being healthy this time of the year. And to have Zion being healthy, confident, in a great physical and mental space, as a Pelicans fan and a part of this organization, that is all you can ask for. Because he looks fantastic right now.
I love Trey Murphy at UVA, and he's continued that success in the NBA. I was hoping the Warriors would get him in the draft Instead, New Orleans has him, and he had 27 last night against Sacramento. Talk to us a little bit about Murphy and how he's contributing and how he's flourishing.
You guys know the way the league is structured now. If you look at some of the top teams in the league, you have one or two really good players, and you surround those players with guys whose skill set complement the stars. Trey Murphy, excuse me, is a perfect complement to Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram because he gives him space. And by space, I mean space. He's not standing on the three-point line. He's 4 or 5 feet beyond the three-point line, similar to Steph Curry. There are a few guys in this league that you have to, the moment that they step in the arena, they're in range. Steph Curry's that way. Always has been. Klay Thompson is that way. Always has been. Trey Murphy is that way. So now you have him in the perfect situation for him. So you put him alongside Zion, you put him along BI, and he's 6'10". That's what people don't forget. He's not like a small little shooter. He is a 6'9", 6'10" shooter. He is one guy in this league that has the skill set and potential and athleticism to win the dunk contest and the three-point shootout all in the same night. You can't say that about a lot of guys.
Now, it's impressive. And when you think about New Orleans, a lot of times, and we don't follow them as closely as you do, obviously, but you don't get that deep in the roster. But this team has really come together under Willie Green. What's been the key for Willie to get all these different parts so cohesive late in the year?
And for me, the thing that stood out about Willie Green is the adverse times. It's times when things haven't been going well. If you go back to his first year here, this team started out 3-16. And we forget that. But then they ended up making the playoffs. Last year, they went on like a 10-game losing streak. And it was a time of struggle throughout the course of this season. For me, it's not when things are great. It's the way that Willie Green responds to adversity. Like, when they were 3-16, I remember going into shoot-around, and that shoot-around was so full of joy. And I told Joe Myers, my broadcast partner, I've never seen a shoot-around like this with a team that's struggling like this. Usually you have guys whose heads are hanging and like it's almost like they're ready to give up already. But Willie does a fantastic job at instilling confidence and hope in this roster no matter what, no matter the circumstances. Again, when things are great, everybody's happy. But Willie is constantly talking about staying diligent, staying prayerful, and the amount of hope that he has instilled in these guys and confidence, it really shows up for me during adverse times. And it's a reflection of this team because they persevered. They have persevered throughout the course of this season. This is a bounce back team. They just went 1-5 on the toughest homestand that this team has had all year long. And they've responded in these two road games, going to Portland and winning that game. And then last night in Sacramento, this is a very, very, strong, mentally strong, young basketball team. And it's a blessing to cover this team because of the way that they respond when things aren't going their way.
Antonio, you were a high-energy player, and Golden State right now is, you know, rebounding the ball really well. How do you see the battle on the glass tonight? Golden State has been really good on the defensive glass.
That's the biggest thing for me, because to me, Trey Jackson Davis has changed things for Golden State, completely changed things for Golden State, because now with that five spot, as good as Kevon Looney is, Kevon Looney's very anchored. So he's not fast. He's slow of foot and he's not very athletic, not a rim threat, not a lob threat. Trey Jackson Davis is everything Kevon Looney isn't. Right? He's young, he's active, he's fast, and he's a lot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he gives you some semblance of rim protection. So I feel like the presence of Jackson Davis has changed the whole dynamic of the Golden State Warriors. Because now you don't have to worry about going small and putting Draymond Green at the five. Because you have someone like Jackson Davis that has a live body that brings something different. But with that being said, the Golden State Warriors are a small basketball team on one hand. But on the other hand, they lead the league in rebounding, which is different, which is very different. So that's my big thing tonight. I want to see how this game plays itself out from the foul line and below, not from the three-point line and out.
Yeah, it's fascinating when you think about what that will do defensively, matchup-wise. It's going to mean Draymond Green's going to be free to guard Zion Williamson a lot. Do you think that Draymond might be the most equipped player in the league to guard Zion Williamson?
I haven't seen one player be able to do that. A lot of times what you're seeing is there are schemes that teams are putting in where, like, if Draymond Green is on Zion, you're leading him straight to Jackson Davis. And the thing about Draymond, I feel, is underrated. Anytime you talk about basketball IQ, you're generally talking about the offensive side of the basketball. But with Draymond Green, he is so cerebral defensively. He does his homework. He understands. Like, he is the definition of a better. He does his research. He does his due diligence. He knows strengths and weaknesses. And he does a really good job at his size, at position defense, and also understands how to get under your skin. You know, I was doing an interview with another Golden State station earlier. And this is my big thing to watch. I want to see how Draymond guards Zion on one hand, and the other hand, I want to see how Zion attacks Draymond on the other hand.
Ingram's a huge talent. How are the Pelicans different with and without Ingram?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and you see this all the time in today's NBA, your second best player, your second leading scorer, should I say, is so incredibly important. You know, you look at the Dallas Mavericks, who were 11-11 without Kyrie. The Milwaukee Bucks were 1-7 without Dame Lillard. You know, prior to this week, the New York Knicks were 16-15 without Julius Randle. It's very, very tough. We saw what the Lakers did a couple days ago without Anthony Davis versus you guys. It's tough to win without your second best player, because when your leading scorer goes out the game, the offense generally runs through that second guy. So you're not Zion minutes. You know, your non-Luka minutes, your non-Jalen Brunson minutes, your non-LeBron James minutes. That's the most important time of the game. And with Brandon Ingram's ability to score, he leads this team in assists, and the gravity that he has along with him, it's a huge loss. It is a huge loss for this 12 games that he's been sidelined. I mean, you make up for it in certain areas, but you can't replace that. You can't replace 21 points a game, 6 assists per game, and the amount of gravity that comes along with your second best player.
Pelicans analyst Antonio Daniels here on 95.7 The Game. We've had the debate here about who the Warriors' number two is, and it used to be Klay, but he's been up and down, and Wiggins has been missing at times, and Jonathan Kuminga has actually emerged as that player a lot. Agreed. What do you make of the improvement that he's made here in year three, Antonio?
Like, the thing that people don't grasp about this league is how important confidence is. Like, you don't get here by accident. You get here because you deserve to be here. But if you're not playing with that same confidence, and I'm speaking from experience, you're not the same player that you were that got you here. The toughest thing to translate from college or high school or whatever it may be to the pros is your confidence. That's the toughest thing to take with you. And I felt like this year, Jonathan Kuminga finally feels like Steve Kerr trusts him. He finally feels like he's trusted. And by trusted, I mean he's able to play through mistakes. He's able to make a mistake and not look to the sideline, am I coming out? He's able to take a bad shot and not look to the sideline, am I coming out? So I feel like, especially with younger players, once that trust is built, it gives them a bigger and better opportunity to blossom. And I think you're seeing it. I think Jonathan Kuminga is special. I think he is special.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And we're seeing him improve dramatically. You mentioned Herb Jones before. I got to think one of the major keys to tonight's game is keeping Herb Jones off the offensive glass, keeping Herb Jones from scoring in transition. If Golden State can bottle him up in transition, I like their chances. He seems like when he scores in transition, the Pelicans really go.
Well, the thing is, right now, you know, before he's going through a rough stretch of shooting the ball over his last three or four games or so, but prior to, he was on the cusp of the 50-40-90 season. That says a lot. And the biggest improvement in Herb Jones is that. Exactly what you just referenced. His ability to get out in transition and Euro step, finish with either hand, get to the foul line. But then also now he is a 40% three-point shooter. Because what teams have been doing in the past is saying, well, you know what, we're going to leave Herb Jones, and whoever is guarding Herb Jones is going to be the secondary defender on Zion. So they're going to spy on Zion like a linebacker on Lamar Jackson. Okay, now you can't do that anymore. And this is what makes the Pelicans' offense so potentially dangerous, is you can put Zion out there and surround him with numerous guys. C.J. McCollum, who had 9 3-point shots yesterday. Trey Murphy, who we've already referenced. Herb Jones, who's a 40% three-point shooter. You can surround him with shooting and really good point-of-attack defenders.
It's going to be fun to watch tonight. Antonio Daniels, TV analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. Antonio, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the call tonight, and maybe we'll talk soon in the play-in if these two teams tangle again.
I hope we don't. I hope I don't talk to you guys again, especially not in the play-in. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Antonio.
Thanks, Antonio.
You so much, Antonio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.